Blessed are the pure in heart. I don't think I know of anyone, including myself, who is pure in all of their actions, in all of the things that they do or say that they are perfect. I know there are some people who claim to be perfect, but it is simply the occasion of doubt in others because of what they see and distress for the person that claims that, because our lives constantly tell us that we are not perfect. We cannot claim that our lives are perfection. But Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart. What's the difference between being perfect in everything we do and pure in heart? I think it is that love we have toward God that it can be pure. That we love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and our neighbor as ourselves. You see, that is Jesus' idea of perfection. He said later on in this Sermon on the Mount that we are to be perfect as our Father in heaven is perfect, but he's speaking of love. A heart of love toward God that completely loves God is a pure heart. And it is something that the Holy Spirit can give us, a pure heart. Our intentions are toward God. Do we make mistakes? Yes. Are we people who are imperfect? Yes. But a pure heart of love toward God makes us a blessed and happy person. Matthew chapter 5. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he sat down, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you, and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. O Lord, my God, my Savior, Jesus Christ, I love you. Please forgive me for the times when I have fallen short of that love. O Lord, forgive me where I've sinned against you. I pray that you would look at my heart, how I love you. And I pray, O Lord, that you would help me increase the love in my heart. Bring me home safe to you. And may in all things your will be done in my life, for I love you with all of my heart. And I want to see you someday. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.